Good morning. It's the KFFR CoronaCast. I'm Steve Skinner. Joining me now, Grand County County Commissioner Rich Cimino. Hi, Rich.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
I'm well. I know you got a meeting in 10 minutes, but I thought we could check in really quick. What's happening?
Yeah, we're waiting for our variance. Very frustrating. We submitted it 2 weeks ago. No word back. As you know, part of our variance was for restaurants, so that's kind of nice. The state is allowing restaurants as of today. 50% capacity inside the restaurants. Outdoor dining encouraged. But I drove around Fraser and Winter Park this morning. I didn't see any restaurants operating. I know one of them is going to open Friday for breakfast and lunch. And so maybe they needed some time to get their food and staff trained up.
Who's that?
It's Wake and Bacon. Wake and Bacon will be open Friday.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to have bacon.
Well, yeah, you know, that might be a chance for you to get away and get yourself some bacon.
I was talking to the folks yesterday from Sharky's, and they're doing really well with the takeout, and they're going to keep going on takeout and not open yet for the general public for in-store dining.
Yeah, their real estate situation isn't the best in this new world. It's a pretty tight space. It's a wonderful space, but so small. So, yeah, so no breakfast restaurants were open that I found that I drove by, so that's where I got my breakfast this morning. To go from Sharky's.
Hey, Rich Cimino, is there any plan for us to go rogue, to go against the safer at home regulations if we don't get this variance?
I will answer your question. It's a good question. So we realize that at some point businesses will fail. We need to do everything we can to save our businesses without harming our community with the virus. So will enforcement be robust with the Grand County Sheriff's Office as well as the town police departments? What I'm getting when I talk to the police chiefs of the towns and our sheriff you just had on is if restaurants are doing spacing, if churches are doing spacing, they're taking measures to keep us safe, however, might be coming up against the line or crossing the line with state law at the time, we'll probably not be enforcing really robustly. We probably will not be enforcing robustly. So does that mean going rogue? I don't think so. My personal opinion is if we don't allow businesses to try to open safely, then at some point the frustration level and the desperation level rises to where they might operate unsafely with huge crowds and no spacing. And so I guess I've answered your question is we already are a little bit, but we think it's what we have to do.
I appreciate your candor. What about for short-term rentals and things like that?
Well, again, part of helping our businesses, doing whatever we can to allow our businesses to try to survive the summer, to get some practice being safe so that we can have as robust a winter as possible. Part of that is staying under the radar. So maybe I don't know if today's listenership is very large. I'm kind of hoping, no offense, Steve, it's fairly small, but I will answer your question. And same thing there. I would say that I know that the companies that are property management companies, they have procedures in place for the units to be vacant after a guest leaves 24, 48 hours, and then the cleaning crews come in, and that's, you know, being safer, reducing the quick turnaround. They're doing special stuff with telling people to bring your own pillows. We'll wash the pillowcases and sheets, but bring your own bedspread, bring your own pillow. The actual pillow itself, you know, might have virus on it. So they're telling people, here's our state, here's the county rules. In the past, if you had a loud party, you might get called. That ain't going to happen during this. You're coming, you're paying. You better be quiet. You better be extremely well-behaved during your stays right now. So I think they are operating, Steve, and statewide orders technically say they should remain shut down until June 1st. But I realize many, not all, there are still, I know some operators personally who are not renting their STRs, but I also know of some who are. So that's what's happening.
Once again, I appreciate your candor, and it's great to talk to you this morning. Rich Cimino from Grand County, County Commissioners. You know, the only reason I'm asking about this stuff is because, you know, I think that people are rushing back up here. They're enjoying it. in the Sky High News, there was reports of people not behaving themselves, starting fires in places they shouldn't, camping in places they shouldn't go, not wearing masks in local businesses. And then I read this article that came out today in the Colorado Sun that says hospitals could be overwhelmed if older Coloradans don't reduce their social interactions by more than half. There's a new model out there that says we're going to get a really big spike in August. And so, I mean, you look at the government, the national government, our leaders saying we got to open, we got to have this giant convention or we're going to go somewhere else. And so it's definitely a divisive environment, but it's also not worth losing friends, neighbors, and loved ones, is it?
No, Steve, it's not. So this may be a balance that might be unattainable, but as for me, and I think most of the leadership of the county, we want to find the balance, because a completely safe posture means business death, and it means unemployment, and it means mental health. There's a lot of negative consequences and harm if we be as absolutely safe as we can. We got to find a balance where there can be some business in a safe way. It'll be a bifurcation of society, perhaps. Immune compromised and elderly people might find that their lives stay extraordinarily disruptive and isolated for a long time because they're the ones that are most at risk of being severely impacted by the virus. And others of us who are younger and not immune compromised might be able to conduct business and get back to life and get the economy going. So it's really hard, but that's what I'm striving for, is something where businesses can survive. It'll be a rough few years. And if we've got to skirt state policies, you know, if our county had been slammed like Eagle, I think I'd feel differently. If we have an outbreak in the future, we'll make adjustments, but we've got to practice. We've got to learn what works and what doesn't even. And so we've got to get out there and try.
I guess the bottom line is that those of us that are not immunocompromised and that are going to be out in the environment really do respect other people and not just flaunt their freedoms, because that's going to be painful for people that need to stay inside and stay away. I'm calling it personal distancing, not social distancing anymore. I'm calling it physical distancing, because we do need to stay connected, and we are all connected, and we do need to get back to business, but we also have to have that level of respect for our fellow man and woman, I would say. Yeah,
I agree with you, Steve. I respect a business owner who feels that his or her environment is spread out and maybe they do not require masks, but I'm quite upset at citizens who go into businesses like Costco who do require masks and try to flaunt it. Respect business owners, respect choice. They're trying to be safe. And if you don't want to visit their establishments because of your freedom beliefs, that's fine. You can find other stores, but don't flaunt and don't have unnecessary confrontations, is my thought.
I agree with you. Thank you so much, Rich Cimino, Grand County County Commissioner. I know you got a meeting in 2 minutes. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Take care. That was Rich Cimino, Grand County County Commissioner, answering the tough questions on KFFR this morning. That's your KFFR CoronaCast. I'm Steve Skinner.